Stephen Whittam got in touch and he said, not that I have any intention of doing this, probably because Gordon Brown has made it totally impossible for you to because it would be so expensive. But he says, if I bathed in vodka, would it get me drunk? What an intriguing idea.
Oh, that's my idea of fun. I don't know, because I don't know if when you have a bath...
If you drank the bath water, my children do.
Yeah, if you drank it, it might. But I don't think we absorb stuff through our skin. I think the skin's barrier to the bloodstream.
The skin is pretty good, but you do absorb alcohol at the sites of mucous membranes. And so that's why, for instance, the French people love putting suppositories in their bottoms, for example. And there are some tablets you can put under your tongue, because where you have a mucous membrane, the blood vessels are very close to the surface and the skin is very thin. So you can get things that dissolve well in fats to go through.
So would a lady as well, through her lady parts, could get drunk
men
sitting
as
in a
well.
Bath
so
of vodka?
I think you probably could absorb small amounts that way. Also, your eyes, you could get some of the vapour going into your eyes, up your nose, because it would volatilize, because presumably you'd make it warm.
Vodka,
if you're sitting in a bath, you'd probably want it warm.
Of course.
So
and
therefore you would
umbrella.
End up with some of it. Well, yes, or maybe some fruit to go with. Maybe
maraschino
some
maraschino cherries.
I guess it would also make you very, you'd dry you out very quickly, because osmosis would suck all the water out from inside of you. So you'd want to drink
exactly.
a lot of water.
It would be somewhat desiccated. You wouldn't want to drink the vodka probably after it was sort of odour human in there.